Hello everyone, welcome to this next podcast, a little voice note ahead of Game Week 30 with me, Lee, from FPL Family. So I thought there was and I've seen some really nice wildcard drafts out there this week. And so I thought what I'd do is I would give a quick shout out to those that are not wildcard in this week. Currently, my plan is not to do that. I'm currently looking to wildcard in Game Week 35. I'm going to use the transfers I've got between now in game week 30 and game week 34 to build for 34. And I'll give you some insight into how my team's looking right now and the sort of targets, the sort of players and teams that I'm targeting between now and 34 so that I can then dead end, wildcard in 35. And then from 35, I will build my team with that wildcard to address the doubles in game week 37, which are looking pretty good. It's looking like a pretty healthy week to free hit if you were going to free hit. 34 also looking like a good week to free hit if you were going to go there. I sadly played mine in game week 29 and got about a square root of nothing points. That's 15 points, isn't that ridiculous? So sorry for bringing that up again for anybody that did, like me, free hit in 29. We're going to move swiftly on from that. My strategy, like I say, wildcard in 35. My team at the moment looks pretty good. It looks okay. I've got a bit of a conundrum, a transfer conundrum to have to figure out for this week, and I'll talk to you about that in just a second. I have already made one transfer this week. So I got rid of Moreno. I had Moreno in my team, which for a rotation risk at Villa, I wasn't massively keen on. They've got Bournemouth at home in 34, but it's not a double. And they've got City and Arsenal away coming up in the next two. So Aston Villa feel like a team that you might want to start moving away from if you are, like me, wildcarding in 35, dead-ending into 34. Maybe save Ollie Watkins. You know, there's no issue in selling Watkins for me. But, you know, with Wolves and Brentford at home in 30 and 32, I'm kind of minded to keep him at least for now. From 32 onwards, we'll see, right? Because then it's Arsenal away, single game week, and then I'm wildcarding. But Watkins for now can stay, certainly for Wolves at home. But Moreno definitely can go. I've sold him for Gusto just because I think Chelsea are one of those teams that we're going to want over the next few weeks, right? Burnley, Man United and Everton at home. Three of the next four look pretty good. And then in 32, it's an away game, but it's Sheffield United. So Gusto, I think, alongside Palmer, is perfectly good for your Chelsea assets. Now, listen, that kind of goes a bit counter my 34 narrative, because if I'm building for 34, why do I want Gusto? Why do I want Palmer? Because Arsenal away as a single game week isn't really one that I'd want to go to. But Gusto is such good value. He's such good value. I saved myself a thick end of $1 million by going from Moreno to Gusto. So what that enables me to do with a little bit of money that I had in the bank is to get Mo Salah. And I think that he's going to be a cornerstone of anybody that's wildcarding now, or if you're dead-ending up to 34, you're going to want him, I think. Brighton and Sheffield United at home look such good fixtures for us, don't they? Particularly as we've had 2 weeks now to mull over, you know, the FA Cup exit from Manchester United. I think Liverpool are going to want to go out against Brighton and against Sheffield United and really make their mark and sort of, you know, get back to form. Man United away in 32 is going to be interesting, isn't it? That's definitely one where we're going to want a little bit of revenge from that FA Cup. Then Crystal Palace at home, then a double game week. And even if you're not wildcarding then in 35 like I am, we still look pretty good. West Ham, Spurs, Villa, Wolves. I mean, these are all reasonable fixtures. Going to Villa Park won't be easy. Spurs coming to Anfield won't be easy. But Salah looks good between now and the end of the season for me. So I want to bring him in. But here's the conundrum that I was talking about before early on in the podcast. The conundrum is that the player that I would need to sell to get onto Mo Salah this week is Son. And I don't like it. I don't like it at all because, again, Spurs looking very, very good for the next few. Luton at home this week and then Forest at home in 32 look particularly good. It does play into my 34 narrative, though. Again, I'm dead-ending to 34. So getting rid of a Spurs player who blank in 34 feels like an okay thing to do. Then coming out into 35, if I want Son back, I can go there. It's Arsenal at home. Then it's Liverpool and Chelsea in the double. I might decide not to go there on my wild card, but that's a few weeks away. I can decide that later on. But it's this week. It's home to Luton. I do not like selling Son ahead of home to Luton, even if it gives me Salah at home to Brighton and a player that, you know, I've just talked about how good he's going to be, I think, Salah, over the next few weeks. And for dead-ending into 34, looks so much better to go for Mo than it does for Son, obviously, in sort of 33, 34. So that's my move. It would be for a hit as well, given that I did the Gusto move earlier on. I noticed Salah went up in price a few days back. So when I was first looking at him, he was 13. Now he's 13.1. If I were to execute the Son to Salah move today, it would leave me with 0.1 in the bank. So I could leave it potentially if he only has one more price rise until game week 31 when Spurs go away to West Ham and then Liverpool home to Sheffield United. For sure, I want Mo Salah for that game. But I'm just worried that the markets play against me and I haven't got a lot of breathing space there with only 0.1 in the bank. So I am minded to execute it this week. I could go for others. I could go for a Darwin Nunez, who I think is a really nice pick over the next 2 weeks. I expect him to get plenty of game time. Jota's coming back, so you've got to consider that. But I think Nunez is a reasonable pick for the next few weeks. The question then would be, who do you take out? I don't really want to take out Dom Solanke because they've got three nice-looking home games and then the double in 34. So, Watkins, I mentioned before, yes, potential. I can see why some of you on wildcard this week might be going for Darwin Nunez over Watkins. I can see it. The Wolves at home game, I think, looks attractive for Watkins. But after that, City, Arsenal away and then a single, I can see why you wildcarders might want to go for Darwin Nunez. And then obviously I've got Haaland in my front line as well. So I don't really want to take him out, even if it is for Darwin. So there it is. My team, as it stands, Gusto in for Moreno and then maybe Son to Salah for a hit, but I don't like it. The other thing that I should tell you about my team is that I have Richarlison in my team. I've held him through the injury over the last couple of days, or the last couple of game weeks, let's say. And if we hear from Big Ange that he's fit and ready to go, which he looked like, didn't he, when he came on last game week, he looked like he was sort of hungry and ready to get back into the action. Then having Richarlison in my team, I think is going to be a pretty good differential. He's only 4.1 selected at the moment. He's only in 4.1% of teams. And I think a lot of wildcarders in game week 30 won't go for him because either they're going to go for Son and they don't want to double up, or they won't want to leave themselves short for 34, right? So he's going to be a player that I will probably hold over the next few weeks and likely get rid of in 34 when he blanks for somebody that's got a double game week. But I think Richarlison over the next few weeks, for those of us, if you are taking the same strategy as me, or you know, for whatever reason you have held Richarlison over these last few weeks like I have, the reason I did that was because I was expecting him to come back into this nice little run here of Luton and Forest. I'm expecting him to start back in the number nine position. I think Sam agrees with me as well. We'll wait to hear from Ange and his press conference as to, you know, what might come out of that. But right now, he looks pretty nailed on, I think, to start in that nine position. And if he does, what does that mean for Son? Does that mean that Son goes back out to the left? And if Son does, then we know, we've seen before, that actually that Son tends to be less effective out there. So Richarlison as cover, I hate that word, but as cover maybe for Son over the next few weeks. That's kind of leaning me into doing the Son to Salah transfer, even though I don't particularly like it. But my team going into 30 then is Dubravka in goal. Gusto now at the back with Gabriel and Zabanyi. Richarlison, Palmer and Saka in midfield alongside Son right now, which could be Salah. And then Solanke, Haaland, Watkins up front. And it does mean that I'm benching Foden and Saliba, which I really don't like the sound of. But playing against each other, I feel like that is a game, that Arsenal City game is going to be a game that a lot of wildcarders in 30 will dodge. I think you'll use the wildcard to kind of dodge that and maybe bring City and Arsenal assets back in for 31. For sure, Arsenal assets. I mean, Luton at home in 31 and then the double in 34. City will have Villa at home, which looks pretty good. And then Brighton away as a single game week in 34. I'm really not minded to sell any of my Arsenal assets or either of Haaland or Foden right now as my City assets. I think I'm just going to bench Foden and Saliba, see how that game goes. Hopefully Liverpool have beaten Brighton earlier on that day and I can put my feet up and watch Man City and Arsenal take points off each other, hopefully. Bring those guys back in for 31 onwards, dead end into 34, adding a couple more Liverpool along the way, probably. Maybe a Palace defender, let's see. Maybe somebody from Wolves or Everton, maybe a Cunha or a Neto, maybe if either of those guys are fit. And then it's the wildcard in 35 to attack the last few game weeks. Guys, get onto Twitter, get into the comments on YouTube in our latest video. Let me know what you're doing. Is your plan to dead end to 34 and then wildcard out into 35 like me? What do you think of transferring out Son for a hit this week? Mad, right? Surely. But it is for the Egyptian Kings. So let us know over on Twitter what you think. Guys, good luck in game week 30. Sam and I will see you on Sunday, Easter Sunday here in the UK, for the fallout of game week 30 and what's happened. We'll see you soon.